tonight's class has thrown up something I've noticed about myself more than anything else. And so I want to talk about the importance of tone of voice tonight. I came into class tonight and I had a bit of a sour mood. It's entirely my own fault, something I should have avoided. And everyone picks you up and you can start laughing and joking. But the tension comes out in the voice. And that's certainly something I've struggled with tonight. And I found myself tonight with the class slowing down the training a bit, taking a bit longer over everything, just trying to relax my voice by finding a slower cadence so that I can find the time, if you like, to build in softening it. But even with 2 hours of Tai Chi at the end, and you can probably still hear my voice a bit now, I haven't quite managed to get it out of my voice. And it's a lovely little telltale sign to look for, not just with teaching Tai Chi, but also everything else in your life. If you feel you should learn to listen to yourself, you really should. And when you do, if you feel your voice is tight and high, then it's a good sign that there's something there, something behind it, something there that needs to be addressed, just to make you a little bit happier. You should always, always strive to be happy. Even those of us, and I'm one of them, who are glass half empty people. We can still be happy just because we want things to be better. We don't have to be miserable. So something you've got to strive for is that inner contentment, that inner calm. And the telltale sign is tone of voice.